Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
It's one of those things that when you're drafting guys, you're looking at how good can he be in 3 or 4 years? And when you look at when the Canucks drafted Thatcher Demko, you thought 3, 4 years, he can be on the verge of making the National Hockey League. And right now we are joined by Thatcher Demko, goalie of the Utica Comets. Thatcher, thanks for joining us on Sportsnet 650 today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to seeing you place in the postseason for the Utica Comets. How excited are you to get things going against the Marlies this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, our whole room's really excited. We've had a pretty up and down years this year just with injuries and bringing different guys in and trying to fill some spots. So it's been a bit of a grind, but I think everyone's just kind of sticking to it. And, you know, we clinched a few weeks back, so it's good that it's finally here and we're able to get things going.
You learned a lot from last season, and last year, I mean, it was a tale of two halves. I mean, it was adjusting to the AHL, then you sort of got better in the second half, and then this season, you've had a lot more consistency. How much did you learn, and how much are you still learning week to week in the AHL?
Yeah, I think I learned a ton last year. You know, at the end of the year, Richard Bachman was called up for maybe like the last two months or so, and I was able to play a lot of games and kind of learn what it takes to play well night in and night out. And, you know, this year I just tried to kind of pick up where I left off last year. I think I matured a ton over the off season, so that helped out. And, you know, obviously I'm still learning, just trying to learn as much as I can. Even if I'm in the NHL for 10 years, I still think, you know, there's some stuff that you can pick up. But, you know, just trying to get better, and I think I made a good step this year.
Thatcher, you picked up your first NHL win, of course, late in the year with the Canucks, and I'm sure you met with Dan Kluche and Travis Green and the rest of the coaching staff. What was their biggest suggestion or point of advice for you as you look to compete for a spot as early as next season?
Well, I think their biggest message was to just come back down to here to Utica and, you know, kind of just keep things rolling at the end of the season here. And as we head into playoffs, just, you know, try to get as much experience as I can from this. And obviously, playoffs are a fun time, so they just told me to enjoy it. And obviously, it's my goal to, you know, go into camp and do as well as I can. But I think, you know, right now all my focus is on just playoffs and trying to get through the first round here.
Hey, Thatcher, how often do you get compared to a guy like Corey Schneider? Because the parallels between you two are there, both out of Boston College, had great college careers, both drafted by the Canucks, both paying your dues with the minors. Do you make any big deal out of it, considering where he's at with his career? I mean, he's accomplished himself as a starter with the Devils. He's in the playoffs right now. Or is that just noise to you, basically?
Well, obviously, you know, Corey being a BC alumni is something that I can relate to him about. And obviously, that's really cool to share with him. And then, of course, he's a great NHL goaltender right now. You know, he's having a great career. And like you said, you know, he paid his dues in the minors, and, you know, that's what it takes for some guys. And, you know, my first 2 years pro, obviously I've been doing that as well. So, you know, if people want to compare my path to his, I don't mind that too much, obviously, given where he is now. But, you know, I still got some steps to take, too.
We're talking to Thatcher Demko, Utica Comets goalie, Canucks prospect here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and John on the Playbook. One thing I find really interesting, Thatcher, is your education, but also your upbringing with your father. And I remember reading an article which was posted by somebody wrote, and I think it was from the student paper for your university, and they mentioned that growing up, your dad was really tough on you when you were playing hockey or any sport with him. He would have let you win. How much do you think that sort of helped you being competitive the way you are today?
I mean, I think it definitely played a role. Maybe the competitiveness is a little bit of an innate factor too, but,
right.
You know, just, I think, you know, he's a competitive guy himself. So anytime, you know, we were playing anything, you know, whether it was out in the street or, even video games or really anything, you know, he definitely didn't take it easy on me. And now, you know, as I've been getting older, I've been able to, you know, beat him at a few things, and now it's my turn to, you know, kind of give it to him. But yeah, I mean, he definitely taught me, you know, how to be competitive in a way. And then, of course, my mom was the other side of that, trying to, you know, channel that competitiveness in the right way, and you know, sort of the emotional side of things. But yeah, he definitely, you know, taught that to me at a very very young age.
Because, well, I mean, you know, your parents are very, you know, obviously they've been teachers, they've been, you know, they're very philosophical, whether it's, you know, with the, you know, psychology, you know, psychiatry aspect of it. And the mental game is something that, you know, people talk about you, the fact that mentally you can process things, you don't let the moment get to you. Do you think, you know, that environment and also how you studied at university, like, do you really focus in on mental sharpness?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to, especially as a goaltender. You have to be mentally sharp and mentally tough. There's a lot about the game that, you know, you can't control. And, you know, the second you start to worry about that stuff or focus on that stuff, then, you know, your ability to do the things that you can't control are going to be, you know, affected. So, you know, I think my parents have done a good job. You know, they do a good job keeping the big picture in mind. And, you know, anytime there's a tough moment, whether it be in a game or maybe just a tough stretch of a couple weeks, you know, it helps me to be able to kind of step back and realize what the end goal is and just stay focused.
Speaking of mental toughness, I mean, Robert Esch is the president of the Comets, Curtis Sanford, your goaltending coach there. How beneficial is it to you to have two former NHL goalies, one guy in Sanford who was a Vancouver Canucks goaltender, and to just learn about their experiences, what it's like playing in Vancouver, a Canadian market, and some of the challenges of having to be maybe a backup at this level and understand that you might not get a lot of starts in between some. Just how great is it to be able to pick their brains at times?
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to be surrounded by guys like that. You know, the organization is full of them with Dan and then Curtis and, like you said, Eshy too. So, you know, anytime I can kind of pick up tidbits from those guys, I'm all ears. And, you know, they've been doing a great job just trying to give me as much information as they can. Obviously, they've been through countless scenarios of, you know, good things, bad things in this career. And, you know, anytime they can give me a little bit of information just to kind of help me, you know, manage that kind of stuff, I'll take it with open arms for sure.
Thatcher, I know you're going to be focused. I'm sure you are already on the upcoming series against the Marlies, a very talented and dangerous team. But I'm sure you've also been keeping tabs on the NHL playoffs. And what we've seen throughout the first round so far is just incredible goaltending. Connor Hellebuck with the Jets, Pekka Rinne just doing Pekka Rinne things. And even the Vegas and LA series, an example of two great goaltenders, Jonathan Quick and Marc-Andre Fleury. When you watch those games, and maybe you only go through the highlights, do you try and pick out little things that the goaltenders do, things that perhaps your average fan just doesn't pick up on?
Yeah, I think maybe it's natural a little bit just to, you know, keep an eye on the goalies. I'm a little biased in that sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of goalies, especially in this playoffs, that they have pretty unique playing styles. You know, Jonathan Quick, Fleury, like you guys mentioned, Hellebuck, Dubnyk, all those guys kind of have their unique styles that are, you know, pretty much just based around their athleticism and their style of play. So anything I can pick up that I think might be useful, I try to. Obviously, I can't go out and play like a Jonathan Quick or, you know, a Marc-Andre Fleury, but if I could add a couple things to the toolbox, then, you know, that's always helpful.
And Thatcher, before we let you go, how much of a leadership role are you taking on with more young guys joining the fray right now?
I try to. I think being a goaltender, it's kind of naturally put on, or at least I put it on myself to, you know, try to be a leader. I enjoy being a leader. I you know, I try to, you know, be a guide for some of the young guys coming in. I remember, you know, when I was coming in last year, a lot of the leaders kind of, you know, paved the way for me. So I thought that really helped. And anytime you can get the young guys kind of on the same page as the rest of the team, I guess the quicker the possible. So just try to, you know, help them out every day and obviously play well enough to get through the first round here.
Thatcher Demko, thanks so much for the time, Thatcher. We appreciate you talking to us here on Sportsnet 650. The best of luck during your playoff push. And, you know, hopefully we'll talk to you more about maybe going to round two after the first round. So the best of luck, all right?
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Thatcher.
A good conversation with Thatcher Demko. The future of Canucks goaltending in many people's views.
Sportsnet 650.